also to your teaching days, you said you were teaching in a lab school, mm-hmm. and you, was that your first time to experience teaching an integrated classroom?
Yes. Now, I taught in Colorado a couple of years, and when I left for Colorado, somebody said to me, "You may have black children up there. What are you going to do?" I said, "Teach them." You know, it was just no question to me. Now, as it turned out, I never did have a black child in my school in Colorado. But when I came back then and was teaching at the lab school, and one of the things that we did in the summertime, the lab school went on for 6 weeks in the summertime. It went on 6 weeks longer than the regular school. And ways they kept the kids in school was they let them swim at the college. At that time, the only outdoor pool was the college pool. And so they let them spin. And so I had friends that say, "But those black kids are going to swim with you." I said, "They don't fade." You know, it was just a non-issue with me that the challenges that other people expressed to me were just, amazing. I couldn't believe they would ask the question, make remarks, but the attitudes and differences were still, I encountered.
Would you say that that's probably one of the major differences between you and someone who wouldn't have joined an interracial fellowship?
Yeah.
They wanted to stay in their mold.
Well, it's also a power thing, you know. White privilege has its power, and they don't want to give up that power. And so you're facing a whole lot of issues there if you try to take privileges from the white group or power. You have a lot of, and that's what's going on now.